Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation, taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University, focuses on the race for Attorney General, and we are joined by Democrat Kathy Jennings. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we start with, why are you running for Attorney General?
I'm running for Attorney General because I want Delaware to be a safer place for all of us to live, to work, and most importantly, to raise our children. I want a justice system that is fair to everyone, regardless of race, regardless of the size of your wallet or the zip code where you live. Delaware is experiencing an opioid epidemic. It's a public health crisis, and people are dying throughout our state. I meet families up and down the state all the time who've been affected directly by addiction. I want to make sure that in Delaware there is an expanded accessibility to treatment and to effective treatment, and that we give people a helping hand on the path to recovery and not a prison cell.
What in your background do you feel separates you from the other candidates running, or perhaps makes you better suited for the job?
With respect to all three goals, I have a vast amount of experience effecting change in the criminal justice system and in working with communities to make them safer, to build trust in communities with law enforcement, and to effect change, the kind of change that we need now. And I believe that my vision can be carried out in a way that is unprecedented, because now's the time to really make big changes in our system to make the system work better for all Delawareans.
Speaking of changes, legislation to rewrite the state's criminal code, revise it, consolidate it, streamline it, stalled in the General Assembly this year in part because of opposition from the current Attorney General, Matt Dehm. Where do you stand on this effort, which is now obviously been in the works for a few years?
It is worthwhile simplifying the criminal code because the last time the code was written was 1973, and it was largely based on the Model Penal Code, and it served us well for many years. But as you can imagine, when the intervening years between 1973 and 2018, there have been hundreds of crimes passed, and so the code has really become a cobbled together set of criminal laws that is found all over, and there's no centralized place for it. It needs to be simplified and so that it's understandable for everyone. Importantly, also, simplification of the code will do away with the unnecessary stacking of criminal charges that result in what I'll call unjust numbers of years in prison, as opposed to individualized sentencing, which is really the root of a good criminal code. Having said that, I believe that there are aspects of this code that I would not support as I sit here today. Mm-hmm. But I will sit down, if I am elected Attorney General, and work this out. I'll work it out with the crafters of the proposed new criminal code. I will work with victim advocacy groups to make sure that their voices are heard. And then I will work with the legislature as well.
One of the issues we've heard a great deal about during this race is mass incarceration and ways to lower the state's prison population. A number of different ideas have been suggested. Are there one or two primary ways you feel this issue should be addressed?
Sure. Let's talk about the problem first, which is that Delaware has a very high incarceration rate. And it at the same time, people coming out of prison, 75% will be rearrested within 3 years for a serious crime. That means we have a broken system because it's not rehabilitating and it's not helping people once they are in prison. And 90% of people will come out of prison, get better so that they can become productive citizens. We need to do a better job in providing the treatment services that people who must go to prison receive. And then we need to do a better job when people come out assisting them by doing away with unnecessary collateral consequences that they face and trying to get any kind of job, in trying to get housing, and in trying to get treatment services. So number one is better treatment in the prison and outside the prison. Second is that we have too many minimum mandatory sentences that, as I said earlier, get stacked on top of one another. And what happens is the judge's role becomes diminished. The prosecutor's role is too powerful. And so we need to get back to individualized determinations of what is in the best interest of society and what is in the best interest of the defendant so that he or she is best situated to come out of the system better off and with the ability to become a productive citizen. And so we have an opportunity in the area, for example, of drug crimes to ameliorate the unjust stacking of sentences in those areas that result in years in prison that don't appear to me to be necessary. The third thing is I think we need to divert more cases away from the criminal system and give more people effective treatment in lieu of prosecution and in lieu of incarceration through drug courts, through community court, and through arrest and pre-arrest diversion programs.
One of the other issues that has been talked about a fair amount, kind of piggybacks on mass incarceration, that's racial inequalities in the criminal justice system and ways to address that. Where does addressing that issue start for you? What would be your initial focus if you were elected?
There is no doubt that there are racial inequalities in the justice system, and it is important for the Attorney General to address those inequalities as a top priority. I would address them by being cognizant of who is getting arrested and for what. For example, the drug crimes that exist on the books right now include drug sentencing enhancements and criminal enhancements if you possess a drug within 1,000 feet of a school, a church, a park. That in and of itself disproportionately impacts people of color, people who live in urban environments. So let's say a teenager in the suburbs gets arrested for drugs. It may very well be a misdemeanor. That same set of circumstances in the city then becomes a felony. And so that's just one example of an unintended consequence, but a consequence nonetheless that disproportionately impacts minorities. And so we need to be aware of those impacts and make sure that our laws don't foster discrimination. I also think more people can be diverted away from the prison system. It's really important. And finally, it's the cash bail system that imprisons poor people. It imprisons poverty because if you're poor, you can't afford minimal bail. And so you can sit in jail even though you are presumed innocent pending trial. Eliminating the cash bail system is a high priority of mine.
I also want to touch on the question of how the state handles possible police misconduct, officer-involved shootings, use of force, other situations like that. Office of Civil Rights and Public Trust was created in 2015 in part to handle those issues, others as well. Has that office been effective? And if not, how do you feel can be improved?
The office needs more resources and more attention in terms of its role. I think the Office of Civil Rights and Public Trust is vital to gaining trust among all Delawareans in the justice system. And so we need to make sure that experienced attorneys are in the Office of Civil Rights and Public Trust and that these cases are looked at fairly, quite frankly. The fact of the matter is that with the current administration in Washington, D.C., we see our civil rights and constitutional rights coming under attack more and more often. And what I see up and down the state is fear. Fear in the LGBTQ community, fear among religious groups, fear from immigrants And it is a time when the Office of Civil Rights and Public Trust can really stand up and protect our civil and constitutional rights. In the area of police shootings, they need to be evaluated completely independently of the criminal division, and they need to, the people who evaluate those cases have to be given the support necessary to evaluate them fully and fairly. I authorized the prosecution of a police officer a few years ago, and it was not popular. It ultimately, unfortunately, resulted in a not guilty verdict, and I respect that verdict. But I know firsthand it's not easy to make these decisions when they are met with resistance from the status quo. So we need to push away that status quo and just do what's right and do what's just.
You've already touched on this a fair amount, but I do want to ask you more about the Attorney General's role in battling the opioid crisis. What do you see as that role? You maybe can elaborate on some of the things you've already talked about if you'd like.
The Attorney General needs to be at the forefront of battling this crisis. First of all, we need to see it as a public health crisis. And putting people in jail because they're addicted isn't the answer. It doesn't work. We need expanded treatment. And when I go up and down the state again, I hear from Delawareans that we can't get help. We need help and we can't get it. Instead, people are arrested for low-level offenses, and the cycle just goes on and on because they're not getting better. In Sussex County in particular, there's a real lack of treatment resources and a lack of transportation to even get to the treatment that exists. And so first, we need to expand treatment. Second, we need in the criminal justice system, the Attorney General has to play a leading role in diverting more people into treatment and away from jail.
There was talk in the General Assembly about reviving the state's death penalty after the Delaware Supreme Court struck that down, the previous version of it in 2016. That did have support of lawmakers with law enforcement backgrounds, and even Governor Carney suggested he'd be open to a very narrow death penalty only for those convicted of killing a member of law enforcement. Would you support bringing back the death penalty in any form in Delaware?
No. I oppose the death penalty, and I will oppose any attempt to bring it back. I believe that the death penalty, first of all, it's a taking of a human life. And so the time has really come and gone for the death penalty in Delaware, I hope, because it's not a deterrent and it doesn't make us safer. It costs millions of dollars over the course of time that could be better spent in focusing on violent crimes and focusing on rehabilitation. And so ultimately, I believe that it should go away completely and not be brought back.
And finally, is there another issue you feel is not getting the attention it deserves and you feel strongly about addressing if you're elected?
I do. I think the Attorney General's role in, quite frankly, standing up to attempts to roll back our civil rights, our constitutional rights, the right of women to have control over their own bodies, and religious rights. I think we're in a time when the politics of hate is transcendent. And the Attorney General needs to stand up to protect the rights of individuals and groups who feel very threatened by what's happening out there. This is a time that I have not seen before. And people are afraid. I know, for example, that certain groups, their children experience bullying in school on a daily basis. And that's not okay. That's not who we're supposed to be. We have to embrace our differences. And when there are abuses, the Attorney General needs to stand up and fight against those.
Kathy Jennings, Democratic candidate for Attorney General, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
You can find all of our candidate conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. This candidate conversation was taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University and is part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. Thanks for listening.